We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chavchet Amud Aleph, the first white line. We had said that on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the head of the Beis Medrash, so even though Rabbi Gamliel was demoted, he still stayed present in the Beis Medrash. Titnan, as the Mishnah says, Bova Yom, on that day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed head of the Beis Medrash, by Yudagir Amoni Lifneim Bebet HaMidrash, Yehudo, who was an Ammonite ger, he came before them in the Beis Medrash and Amalem. He said to them, "Man ilavo b'kahal, am I allowed to marry into the Jewish people? Because the Torah says, 'Lo yavam ani b'kal Hashem, amalo ani Gamliel asut alavo b'kahal.'" So Rabbi Gamliel forbade it. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua mutar alavo b'kahal. And Rabbi Yeshua said, "You're permitted." Amalo Rabbi Gamliel v'lo kvar nemalo em v'amoni umavi b'kal Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel said, "What about the verse? Amalo Rabbi Yeshua v'chamon umavi mkuman and yoshvin." So Rabbi Yeshua answered him, "Wait a second. Are they there? The people living there? Can you call them Ammonites?" Sancheiriv, the Assyrian king, he mixed the whole world up. He moved nations from place to place. He himself says about himself, as it says in the prophet Isaiah, he removed all boundaries because he moved nations from place to place. And being that he is a convert and we don't really have a way of verifying what nationality he's from, so we assume he comes from the majority, and the majority of people are not Ammonites. Amar Rabban Gamliel, "V'lo kvar ne'emar v'achichen ashiv shvub ne'amonu m'Hashem v'kvar shavu." So Rabban Gamliel says, okay, but the prophet in Jeremiah says that Hashem will still bring the Ammonites back, so I guess they returned already. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, "V'lo kvar ne'emar v'shavti shvut m'Yisrael v'adayin lo shavu." Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you can't say that, because the prophet also says in Amos that the people of Israel are going to come back, and we haven't all come back to the land of Israel. So the same thing is true about the Ammonites. So you don't really know what nation he's from, and therefore he's permitted.
Why is it that since we haven't come back, that they haven't come back?
So that's an indication that to return means to return fully. So right away they ruled that he's allowed to marry into the people of Israel. Amar Rabban Gamliel, "Hoil v'achi have ezel v'afaisel Rabbi Yoshua." Rabban Gamliel said, okay, I see that the people have sided with him, so I should go and appease him. If I'm in the wrong, let me go and appease Rabbi Yoshua. Kimat al beitei chazinu lashite de beitei de meshacha. And he came to Rabbi Yoshua's house. He saw the walls were black. Amar le mikotev beitecha tanikash pechamiata. He said, you know, from the walls of your house, I can see that you're a blacksmith. Says Rav, okay, we'll finish it in the Bavli. He said, woe to the generation that you're the one who's in charge. You don't even know how much Talmidei Chacham have to suffer, how they make a living, how they feed their families. Yes, my walls are black. That's how I manage. So Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, I acted improperly to you. Forgive me. So Rabbi Yoshua didn't respond. He said, okay, do it in the name of my father's honor. Pious, he agreed, he forgave. So he said, okay, who should go and tell the rabbis that I forgive him and that they should reinstate Rabbi Gamliel? So there was a launderer present. He said, I'll go. Rabbi Yeshua sent word to the academy. The one who ordinarily wears the garment, he should wear it. And the person who ordinarily does not, why should he tell the one who ordinarily does, you take off your garment and I'll wear it? Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who's supposed to be the Nasi. Reinstate him. Amalu Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan Toku Galei, Diloleti Avdid Rabbi Gamliel Vilsaul Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva said to the rabbis, lock up the doors, because Rabbi Gamliel's servants, they might get all upset when they hear their masters being demoted, and they might come and beat us up. So keep the doors locked. Amar Yeshua, mutav deikum veizel ana legabayus. Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, if they're locking the doors for protection, I better go and calm things down. Atatarfa bava. So he came and knocked on the door. Why is he knocking on the door? We said they had opened the academy for everyone to enter. So the Gemara explains they had to lock the academy for fear of Rabbi Gamliel's servants. So Rabbi Yeshua standing outside, now he's locked out. He's knocking on the door. Amalu mazeh ben mazeh. He said, let the one who he sprinkles, and his father was a sprinkler, meaning the Kohen, the son of a Kohen Gadol, he's the one that should be the Kohen Gadol. And the one who's not fit to do sprinkling, he's not the son of one who's fit to do the sprinkling. Who's he to tell the other one, your water is plain water, your ash is plain ash, you're not really doing the real thing. This is all wrong. You guys shouldn't let Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be in the post, which is a funny thing to say because Rabbi Gamliel was from the tribe of Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was really a Kohen. So he's using a mashal of a Kohen to say, you know, he's not fit to be Kohen Gadol. Why should he bump off the other Kohen Gadol? He doesn't mean Kohen Gadol. He means Nasi. But okay, that's the mashal he's using. He said, okay, Rabbi Yeshua, if you forgive him, we did it out of respect for your honor. So tomorrow you and I will go early to his door and we'll tell him that he's reinstated. So they said, okay, now what do we do? Now, if we demote Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we have a tradition, you advance in holiness, you don't bring people down. If you leave him one apiece, each one gives a speech a different week, so then you're causing enmity between them. But what we're going to do is reinstate Rabbi Gamliel. He will be the prime speaker. 3 weeks he will give the speech, and 1 week Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's what the Talmud tells us. Whose week, whose turn was it? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn. And if you want to know who is the student who started this whole story, it was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai.